Hey, AfterBuzz TV listeners, we want to share your opinions. Give us our feedback. Tell us what you're thinking. Send us a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send us audio that might end up in a future episode of our after show. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform we use to publish and distribute our podcast to you for free. You could send us a voice message about all sorts of things, like questions you have for us, what you think of our format, something you want us to do better, anything you can literally think of. We'll see all of your messages, and we might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send us a voice message right now from wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in the show notes. We can't wait to hear from you.
It's the finale. Were you guys surprised? Let's talk about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I love this new song. I'm really enjoying this.
Guys. Get in the groove.
Welcome back to the finale episode of The Voice After Show.
I'm so sad it's over.
So sad. Guys, we are talking about season 16, episodes 22 and 23. We got four finalists, special performances, news, and special segment. Ladies, I'm joined by this lovely panel on my left. I'm Princess, your moderator. Who do I have next to me?
Hey, guys, I'm Lindsay Hoffman.
Oh. My name is Sky.
Hi. Hey, guys. It's Tyra. Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and just get into some overall thoughts. It's the finale. Were you guys surprised? What'd you think?
Thank God it was Malin. Thank God.
I mean, they've already broken my heart, taking away Sean and Olive Blue and our girl Presley, who was here last week.
Yes.
So, Malin needed to win. Congrats, girl. We're so happy.
Well, I would like to say I was not surprised because I predicted this from the very beginning because I've been Team Legend from day one, and I said that Team Legend was going to win, and we won. Yeah. I was not surprised. Oh, my God.
Yay. No, I'm honestly glad that Team Legend won. Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm glad that
I'm glad
because the consensus we got from the guests on the show is that the demographic for The Voice usually skews country, and so it's more likely for Blake to win.
Right.
And I like that John was new this season. We had someone new, and I also think
fresh new.
I mean, John Legend. He's a legend. And
that's why his last name is Legend.
Malin was amazing, and I loved Geith, but Malin, if she didn't win, I think the world would have been mad. It would have been trending on Twitter.
Malin
mad.
Is absolutely incredible. I don't think there's anything that you can give her that she can't take and just make it amazing.
That's true.
Her voice, I also love the performance that she did with Sarah. In the arms of an angel. That was so beautiful, so angelic. Of course, we've heard Sarah sing it so many different times, but when she sung it with Malin, there was a different type of feel and energy behind the song. And I mean, she even hugged her, and she was like, "Oh my!" Like I could tell she connected with her to let her know, listen, you're a star.
Yeah, that look in her eye, like she was.
The look in her eye.
She was even like when she was singing, she was saying, When Malin was singing, she was saying her word, like saying the words of the song.
Yes,
like, okay,
she got it.
You can tell she had full confidence in her. Like,
but one thing I want to say, am I the only one? I think I heard you guys mention this, that I was envisioning that dog and cat commercial when they were singing the song.
When they showed the dog crying.
Well, let's save it for later, guys, because we got to talk about all the other performers that didn't quite make it. But I love some of them. So I wanted to go ahead and get into Andrew. He came into fourth place. I was surprised. However, he's going to be fine. I thought he was going to be second place.
Yeah, because Blake was like, listen, buddy, I have a seat for you in my tour.
Right. You had to put on the Blake voice.
Well, first of all, I am a Texas girl, okay? So it's in me. I just hide it sometimes. But Andrew is so amazing. I mean, the fact that he's from Texas, you know, whatever. But he's just a true Southern, like that sound, country, rock, all put together. I mean, I always love his energy, and he has this very raspiness to his voice that every time he sings, there's so much power. Of course, you know, he did come in last, but I don't think that Andrew lost. I mean, I think that this is a great platform for him. He got in front of so many different people, even Blake. Again, like we said before, Blake told him, listen, buddy, like, I have a seat for you. So either way it goes, I feel like Andrew was still winning.
And when he did Lips of an Angel, I totally forgot about that song. I love that song. That's I heard really it playing, good. And I couldn't remember the name, but I was singing the chorus in my head. And I always liked Andrew, but that's the moment it changed things for me. Yeah, when for he sure. sang that song, yeah. I was singing along. I put a note being like, download this song. I forgot about it. It was an amazing song choice for him.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
I'm surprised that didn't actually make him higher up in the ranking, that performance, because that was one of my favorites from the night. Yeah. So, I don't know. Tyra, what'd you think?
I thought he was great. You definitely, what I love about this show and this season in particular, you can definitely see the growth.
Absolutely.
And with his performance, like, and just with everyone's performance, you can really see that they're becoming an artist. Like, they're finding themselves, and they've established who they are in the music industry. And I love that. I thought Andrew did great. You know, I'm not the biggest country fan, so if you don't catch me like that, I'm kind of just like, But I think he did amazing. I think you can definitely see his growth, and I'm just excited to see where he goes.
And it goes to show how far he can get, because he had only one chair turn at the beginning of the show. So he went from one chair turn to top four.
To top four. So anything is possible, people. Anything.
Your dreams can come true.
And the stars are aligned to your belief.
And he's going to be playing in, what, didn't Blake say he would play in his bars or something like that?
Is he taking him on tour or something?
Yeah, I think for sure.
The thing about it is that Andrew, I mean, he's definitely not new to the stage. We'll talk about that a little bit more in another segment. But, I mean, I feel like this is just another platform for him. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, again, he wanted to come to the show to be able, you know, to get his music out and, you know, showcase his talent. And I think that he did a great job from beginning to end, so.
All right, well, we'll see more of Andrew.
Yes.
Next up, I wanted to talk about Dexter, who came in third. We're going to go in order here. Would you guys think? I thought he would be second. I was surprised.
No, I didn't think that he would be second. Dexter's great. He's always good. His energy's always there. I mean, he always has great song choice. So I didn't think that. I mean, Guyth, even though I know right now we're talking about Dexter. Guyth is fresh and young, you know, like he brings a different type of youthfulness to the country singer.
Yeah, he has the look, he has the vibe of what's in style, and I think that's what carries him.
Absolutely.
I love them all. I honestly didn't think Guyth's last few performances were as good, but I see why he was voted further.
Yeah.
For those other reasons, combining him kind of made his score a little bit higher.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like his style. I love Guyth's style. You know, he has that very, like, raspy, you know, voice. But which is so crazy, too, because, of course, you know, he sings country, but I feel like he's a little bit of, like, rock. Like, and like, even though he's so young, he has a very old sound, you know. So
that's
what I liked about him.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to talk about Dexter then.
I know. We want to stay with Guyth for some reason.
I know, we skip straight to him.
I'm trying to be fair here.
Yeah, but no, I thought Dexter did really well.
Absolutely.
But he just gives me that old school country kind of vibe. Like, I think he's a good artist, but I wasn't surprised that he came in third. I was actually shocked that he even made it to the top four. That's just my personal opinion.
Oh.
Not that he's a bad artist. Did you not hear his story?
Like, everything that he's gone through thus far.
Are you talking about Dexter? No.
Dexter.
I know.
I just feel like he's similar to Andrew, and that's probably why.
So that's maybe
was
that's
the bottom third.
I have to disagree. Like, I feel like Andrew is a lot, like, he has a lot more like
power, fire
and passion and power than Dexter. You know, like whenever Andrew's, like, every time Andrew opens up his mouth, it's like, it doesn't matter where you're sitting, like, you have to be like, whoa, who's this guy? You know? I mean, Dexter has a very, like,
really?
Nice sensual...
Really? You do that?
Yeah. Listen, first of all, I pay very close attention. Like, this is, like, one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
So,
But, I mean...
That's what I get.
Not to discredit him, but I just think... I don't know. He just reminds me of traditional country that I probably would not necessarily go towards. But,
that's,
you know, guys, I just think he's amazing. I think he's fresh. Like you said, he's very, he just brings a new kind of version of country music that we've never
Absolutely.
Seen before. And yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like we're all over the place. But
we're just so excited.
We're excited to get it out.
Right.
So,
I mean, like, we keep talking about Dexter, but we just want to talk about Guyth.
I know. I mean, he came in second for a reason.
Right.
So, I mean, I will say, to your point, I feel like Guyth didn't always have fun. Not Guyth. I'm doing it. But Dexter didn't always have fun.
With his songs.
Dexter was always
maybe
really serious, though.
Yeah, so maybe that's what drew me away from him.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I didn't like him as an artist, as a person. I think he's great. But just for this competition, I just was not feeling him. So I was just kind of confused, but...
I mean, I was definitely Dexter? Like, I was definitely feeling Dexter. I just feel like Dexter, again, you know, we know the story that of like basically he was almost fighting for his life. So him coming back, he was very, very, very focused. And I think that Dexter pretty much accomplished exactly what he wanted to. He got this far. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, kudos to Dexter.
Yeah.
I love a good background story, too, though. Yeah. Like, I love that, and yeah. I think that's beautiful. And I really liked last night's episode because it really showed, like, they got to really connect with that inner person, like, realize how far they've come, and Absolutely. They sang a song that was meaningful to them. And I think Dexter did well with that. But, I'm sorry, that's just my
opinion. It's okay. All opinions are respected.
We're going to talk about Dexter a little later in our segment, but...
Yes, well, all opinions are respected, and it's... I mean, cool. At the end of the day, like, he made it to the top four, so he has a fan base, but not clearly not as much as Geith. So. But with all that being said, Nima, you have a special message for
us. Oh, my goodness. Yes, share? I do. You guys out there, we would like to thank you for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. We could use your help. If you are on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. And not just give us a thumbs up, but subscribe. Or if you're listening through iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter what you do, please leave us your comments and your concerns, because we want to be able to hear from you. Myself and the girls and AfterBuzz TV, we absolutely appreciate you for all of your support. And we continue to ask you to keep watching this show and many other shows.
Thank you.
Oh, we got him now.
Ding.
Ding.
Right
in this
point. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Well, let's talk about the man of the hour, Geith.
Yes,
Geith. You know, I feel like, and I said this early on, he's married, so respect for that. I think he is so cute, and I feel like all of them have just had a glow up this season.
Listen, that's so true. Because when he came out with that blue suit on with the black whatever, I was like, oh, okay.
Guy, like, I'm telling you, he brings something different to, you know, country. I mean,
he's
very
hip.
Easy on the eyes, you know. Like he has a nice stage presence, you know what I mean?
On the eyes.
He's cute.
He's very easy.
He's definitely cute. He's cute. Yeah. He's
that's
got
the
only start.
Thing that we're talking about. We're not even talking about how he sounds.
That's probably why people are like, "Yeah, cute." He's definitely going to go somewhere.
It
I remember
is for sure.
During our first episode, I was doing research about all the people on the show, and he was the person that popped up that he was going already on some sort of tour and part of a lineup for a country show. So I really see him sticking around and standing out amongst all of the people, right. Like moving forward.
Mm-hmm. No matter what any of them do, I mean, I feel like Geith is definitely going to go far. You know. Any type of exposure is still exposure, and I think that, you know, Geith kind of brought a new face, you know, to what's out there, you know. And he, not even just country, of course, like, he's a great country singer, but I think that he can sing, you know, other genres as well. So I think that this is not the last time that we're seeing Geith. I think it's just how we're seeing him on The Voice.
Yeah, so. I definitely see that.
Hey, After Buzzers, we wanted to quickly let you know about one of our new sponsors, the podcast Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet is a comedy podcast featuring siblings Christine and Alex, who read the 1-star reviews they can find on the internet of anything and everything, written by real people with not-so-real problems. From bad reviews of grocery stores in Ohio to strip clubs in Vegas, Alex and Christine read you some of the worst reviews in the most dramatic way possible. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify or any of your favorite podcast apps, and you can also find them on all social media platforms at Beach2Sandy. Check it out.
I can see him, like, switching and just,
Absolutely.
Like, going back and forth. He's very versatile.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him. Like, guys, I became a fan within, like, 2 episodes. You're amazing.
He's a cool
He's
name,
married.
Too.
Yeah.
And wait, before we...
No, you know, you already told you who my boo was anyway, so...
Before we, like, move on to the other stuff, could we really quickly talk about how awesome it was that they brought all the people back? Like,
those performances?
Watching
okay.
Presley. Like, Presley was
okay.
here, then she's there, and then
let's
Jed
talk,
in the red.
Let's talk about the guys, man. Because every... I mean, they had Jed, they had Sean and Calvin and Dominique.
Iconic.
And
the voice
that was
history.
And, I mean... I absolutely have to say, I don't know if this was the first time that, like, I'm guessing it was the first time, but I really like how they brought them back on, because even though, you know, they didn't go to, you know, the highest round, they are still stars and they are still artists. And that's what I think that I love about the show, is that The Voice still gives them that platform to say, mm-hmm. hey, you know, it doesn't matter, like, if you do or you don't win, we still acknowledge the fact that you are an artist. And I loved Kim Cherry and her
yes,
performance.
Kim, and the shoes that they were wearing.
They were so cute.
The fashion.
I
saying, like, you know, really the cute. Background, the dancers, the choreography. I mean, I feel like I was at a concert at home.
Yeah. I definitely love the whole Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. Yes. Like, it was iconic. Was so it was good. Amazing.
It was like five Bobby Browns on
and
stage.
And it was, right. And it was, I mean, I love R&B pop music. So it literally just fed my soul. Because like, I was so happy that, I mean, I was so upset that none of them made it to the finals. Yeah, so to see them on stage further. Was amazing. Kim, you know, I spoke on her and I said, like, I feel like she's the next star also.
She's
so
next.
It was really great to see her come back. I did think she kind of overpowered Mari.
She did.
I but was I not really the, into Mari this time.
I think the song choice, though, because
maybe it
the
was.
Song choice that they sang was one that was more for Kim than for Mari,
because
and I think that's
those,
why.
I don't think that she
but
overpowered
But I loved
her.
It. I love that song. I think it was great.
But, I mean, it was great, but I definitely, we've just seen Mari shine more, I feel like, in other selections. Yeah. And then, of course, you can't forget about Presley. She killed it.
I know, like, she was here last night, rocking it on the stage.
She kind of reminds me a little of Christina Aguilera.
Yes, she
like,
does.
You know, and then, okay, I want to get back to the boys, because I just want to say, Jedge,
if you're watching right now, Jedge,
if you're watching, you were giving me Bruno Mars vibes, like, all the way. I was like, I sing his
Poppin'
Star.
He's singing a lot, too. I think he's singing a couple Bruno songs.
Listen.
That's his thing.
I don't know.
I love him. But, I mean, like, just going back to what you said, like, I love how, you know, they brought them back to show.
Absolutely.
Like, this was just not a competition. This was really to help you evolve and grow.
Absolutely.
And create your fan base. So to bring them back says a lot. And then for them to come back says a lot, too. It shows that they are a big family. And Presley talks on this about how they all support each other and all of that. So it was just beautiful to just see them all come together and even...
And have fun
and just witness that moment, because it's an opportunity of a lifetime, regardless
and
if you didn't win.
And all the concerts,
you know?
Of all the performers and the stage was so summery and fun.
So fun.
I wish we were there today with them, because it looked, this was my favorite episode. The finales are always the best, because they jam-pack it with shows and the
other
set.
Performers.
Yeah, all the performers were amazing. I was just, it was
And
awesome.
Shout out to, like, the big performance, how you pronounce her name?
Which
Posey?
One? Halsey, where she came out of the sky. Oh my god,
that was super cool. First of all, like, let's talk about her ultimate drop. It was like boom and scene. I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, she was like, yeah,
like she gave us an end scene, and then she put her head up, and they were like, is she gonna get off the stage? Okay, she's just gonna stay there. Bravo.
And then BTS, and we're just like, wow, like,
I know.
This huge guy group, and they were so good.
And they're killing it.
Yeah,
like, they've
they
been
are.
All over the place
And
lately.
Their set, where it said Love in the background, and Taylor's, I'm bouncing around all the sets, but their sets and Taylor Swift's set, like, so much, I think the theme of 2019 is color.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Lots
I can
of
see
color.
That being the case. I was just excited to see BTS perform, because I've heard so much about them,
but
and
you
I
don't
see all
see
the
them.
Fans, but I've never actually seen them perform. I wasn't expecting
guys.
It to be in Korean, though.
I know, like,
English.
You know,
I was
when,
expecting English, too.
You know, when I first heard the song on the radio, this is kind of embarrassing, but I thought it was girls singing, because their voices are high,
are
and there's
high-pitched.
The girl part
they're
in
young,
the background.
They're young guys, so,
well,
you know.
They're not, well, like, I Googled how old they were, and they're actually 22 to 27.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But Korean culture is all about looking very young and having very good skin, so,
that's
like,
true.
It's interesting to see, because this is, like, the first K-pop. It's, like, the K-pop invasion instead of the British invasion.
Yeah.
So it's, like,
but
we're going to see a lot of K-pop now.
But it's like multiplied, because it was seven in them. I was like,
wait, another?
And we thought the Jackson 5 was like the largest known, not at all.
No.
It's like seven guys
that.
At one time. Because I mean, like,
there's a lot of
people. Like, at first, I thought the guys that came in after the first five, like, oh, okay, well, these are the dancers. And I was like,
she really
oh,
did think
I'm
that.
Like, oh, no, like, they're actually singing. So,
yeah.
Earth to me.
It's okay.
I loved it.
I want to hear more from them. I'm just interested to find out, like, what the hype is all about. So I'm going to listen to it offline.
I love that song.
Me too.
Just,
I don't know if it's just because it's just a new, fresh thing. I don't think, have we ever had, like, a Korean, like, you know,
not
pop?
Not, like, major.
Well, you
like,
know what?
Yeah.
They have
huge.
Those girls. I think they're called the Jasmine Sisters. And, like, they remade the SWV song Week.
Oh.
This is maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. But, I mean, I've definitely seen a lot happening. You know.
This is, like, the first major band to do that, so I think it's going to be coming.
We'll see.
Guy band, because they already have girl bands.
That's true. But not huge yet. Like, not too... They're the first, like, huge ones.
I'm telling you, guys got to check these Jasmine Sisters out. They're dope.
I'm going to look them up. Is it with a Z or with an S?
With a Z.
Okay. I shall look them up. But next up... Guys, let's talk about the winner.
Yay!
Oh, oh my gosh.
Listen,
okay, let's talk about how the fact that she's from Texas.
Yes! Oh my gosh. When she sang Hallelujah, I was like,
That was Jules.
That's staring.
I dropped the remote, the phone, everything. I'm like, this is it. She is the one that is taking it home.
She's a
it was
star.
Just such a beautiful performance. And I know they have multiple ones, but that one was the one that just really stuck out. And
absolutely.
You can tell it, you know, it was meaningful to her. It touched her. And I just love her. I love what she represents. I love how
absolutely.
She is, you know, being that voice for the people who are, you know, that have hearing problems. You know, she just relates to so many
community.
Different people. Different community, and I just love it. I love her. She just seems so genuine.
Good.
She is.
Yeah, and the set for that song, it was like a stairway to heaven.
I think Adam even said, "You're like an angel sent from heaven." I wrote it in my notes. I'm like, wow, because she was very like you thought she was an angel.
I mean, shout out to the production team,
exactly.
like this season, because they killed the stage. Like I thought I was watching Broadway live. Like literally,
I love the set. I wonder, like, if they Maylin got to pick the set, or do the set people come to her? I wish if we could have them in, that would be another question I want to ask them.
Yeah. I mean, her hair was killing, her makeup
her
was killing, like, her
dress going down
outfits,
the
everything.
Stairs.
Oh my God.
Listen.
All of it.
Beautiful.
Like, I just sat there
she reminds
like,
me
I wish I was
of
me.
Like a 2019 Celine Dion.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to predict the future. That's going to be a collaboration with Celine Dion and Maylin. Like, it's going to happen.
I like that.
It's gonna happen.
It.
I can see it.
I definitely think Maylin's gonna really make it. You know, not every person from these shows ends up on the radio, but I think she is. You could see it in the judges' faces. Adam said a million times, "You're going to win."
Yeah.
Even Blake, when he was saying, "I don't know what's gonna happen."
No,
you know
Blake,
he was like, it's Maylin.
Blake like, was like, wait, but did you see Blake's face? He was stressed. Like,
he was freaking out.
Because, like, he knew. He's like, Maylin's gonna win. And John was like, yeah. Yeah.
He is so
okay, let's
about
talk
it.
About John.
John was
I love John.
John is just you can tell he was just like that proud dad moment. Like my first baby, man. She just
his
went all the way.
Right,
my first child. And I took her that far and look at her just blossom. Like he literally looked at her like
he was like, "Thank you for choosing me."
John Legend would say that to me. And when they showed them like, you know, you go on a job interview, you want the people or a celebrity to be like, "Thank you, like thanks for picking me." It's like, you're John Legend. Like,
oh my
man,
God. I want John Legend to be awesome. Lindsay, do you sing? Do you sing, Lindsay? Are you going
to
be on The Voice?
No, I don't want to be a singer.
Okay.
Karaoke. We were all saying we wanted to celebrate and do karaoke and be like our version of The Voice.
It won't be as bad. I mean, good, but, you know.
It's okay. Yeah. You know, I could tell that John had a lot of respect for her, even
yes,
in their
he did.
Performance last night, because it was kind of like, the way that he sung, I felt like he held himself back just so that she could shine.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I just wanted to give props to John for that, because I think it takes so much humility to stand next to another talented person and be like, you know what? You have the spotlight.
That's what
this
he
is
did
for
good.
You know what?
And their duet.
Really cool.
I loved their duet when they did the old school song. That's just amazing.
That's
and
like
their
my
chemistry
favorite
is so good together. He really respects her as an artist
he
and
does.
Lets her be herself. It's like you can tell he doesn't even need to train her. It's just like they're working together. Like
it was like effortlessly
forever. Yeah.
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 But I mean, the first time that John did the combination with his team, it was funny because like, you know, he gave us a grand performance. Remember what he had on the black and white? Okay, let's go back to recaps. You remember, I think it was maybe like 2 weeks ago, like before they actually chose the finalists, and John and Sean and Maylin and
Jacob? Was it Jacob?
No. Well, like, you know how they had the judges actually perform, you know,
right.
with their contestants. And you remember John had on the black and white, and he had like
the sleeve thingy.
Yes. He gave us a grand performance.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Yes.
I don't recall.
Also,
yeah. I'll talk it up.
Can we talk about how finally Chrissy Teigen was in the episode?
She blocked John.
She was like, and he was like, "Babe, give me a kiss." She was like, "Oh, no.
I just did my makeup.
That was
cute.
So cute.
They are so
cute. How did you guys feel about those like little skits in between?
Okay, the boys club versus the girls club. That was super. I think it was so funny, especially when Kelly was like, "Okay, I have a girls club and you guys are not invited." And the guys were like, "Okay." And they just
kept walking. It did remind me of when I was little. The thing that I was thinking, maybe I was the only one, but I was thinking for 2019, like, because everyone's all gender neutral, you know, it's kind of strange to do the boys and girls like club sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking that because, I mean, I get it because when you're little, that's it brought me back to those days. Mm-hmm. And I created my own club like that when I was little too.
I can see you.
I was like, fine, I can't be in your club. I'll make my own club.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And everybody's invited.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I did that too. But I was just thinking, interesting, because in 2019, and I probably no one's thinking about that, but it's just a new dynamic of
I think we're all still just struggling with that whole transition, like not even just with this show, just in general, and making sure you incorporate that, you know, equality.
Yeah. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I was trying to create my own words, but I think just in general, that's just the way we're just trying to figure out how we can incorporate
it. I like it. You gotta tread lightly
because some people, you know,
it's different.
I don't think anyone will notice. It just I was wondering, you know, what is this 2019?
That was a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
I think it was cute. I mean, I almost kind of feel like Kelly was like a low key actress for a second.
Oh, she was doing good.
Yeah, she did a good job. What do you mean, guys?
Maybe foreshadowing. Maybe she wants to be in a movie. You know what's interesting too? Side thing is Kelly was the only female judge, and Malin was the only girl in the final as well.
Listen, girls rule.
I was going to say she wasn't on Kelly's group.
No, I was just saying like they were the only girls out of all the guys.
Yeah, I loved it. I feel like she just. I think John said it early on that no matter what team she was on, she was going to win, and I think this was just her season. But I also wanted to know
season
Tyra. You and I were on AGT Champions, and so we're used to the way that this particular network does their finales. I want to hear your thoughts.
Girl! Do you really want to hear my thoughts?
I
don't know if... do we have the chat going? I want to hear what you guys have to say, too, because I feel like a lot of it is a little bit unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I asked what were your opinions on the skits, because... We could have did without those. I just want to know who won.
I do agree.
I think they were trying to kill time,
they
honestly.
They were, but, you know, I like it. I think it's cool. This one was way more entertaining than how AGT was. Because remember, that was just, it was literally just filled with skits. And I'm like, what is going on? But this one, they had, you know, the Jonas Brothers come out. They had Taylor Swift. Like, they had good people come out. So it kept me engaged. But I don't necessarily like how it is. I think give us that hour, add and sprinkle in a new like a few performances, and then let us know what's going on. I don't necessarily like it, but I mean, it's cool. I sat through it, I watched it, and Maylin won. So thank you. I agree with you, they definitely filled it up.
And I loved all the performances, but they did have a lot of performances.
It was a lot. It was really honestly too much. Like, let's be real, it was too much
for an audience.
For an audience,
if you were there, I would have been like, this is the best free concert
but
of your
at
life.
Home sitting
it's a lot
no one wants to
you're
see
gonna
that.
Just like walk like, away cook your dinner come
they could have kept Bruno Mars and they could have kept Taylor Swift and then they could have just
Mars.
I'm sorry wow Bruno okay let's come next season Bruno
not
Jonas Brothers I'm sorry I don't know why I said Bruno
okay.
thanks for the D.
yes
they could have kept Jonas Brothers they could have kept Taylor Swift and then they could have just sprinkled in the you know
like
old
BTS.
Contestants
yeah.
and BTS
old
and
contestants.
Then they could have just called it a day
I agree with you
it was
keep
a lot.
It short and sweet let's just get to the point
And if they were
going to
do a skit, they could have did everyone, like a group little skit thing or something. But
I didn't mind the skits, but it would have been nice if the skits were inside jokes with the viewers. Like, for John, that was a joke with the viewers. And it brought me back to the old days of American Idol where, you know, they would have, like, Paula and Simon flirting, and that would be the thing. And you were in on the joke, whereas... Maybe that perfume was a joke with Blake, but we don't know, or someone just made it up out of nowhere.
Right.
Like, if
that's
we were in on it, then we'd be like, yes, they did it, But
it related
then,
it towards the season.
And then they didn't have one for Adam, did they?
First of all, they just ditched Adam. Let's be clear. I was Team Adam. I'm still Team Adam. But he should have had his own skit or something.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have...
And he seemed angry in this episode. Is that just me? Like, when they were on stage and it was Adam... Carson and Blake, like Adam wasn't really into it, and he kind of walked away out of the shot.
I don't think it's any hard feelings to
really
anyone.
Anybody,
I think it's just like
he's done so early.
Here for support. I'm just here to get paid. Like I'm just gonna
be
here.
But he seemed kind of over it. You know, I don't know.
That's fair. Well.
I mean, sometimes that's how it is.
He was really kind of just an audience member, so, I mean.
But it's like, fair. You know, you're on, you got to be professional on the stage and
that's true.
Put
that's
on a face.
True.
That's a good
you
point.
You have to show
you
good
You have to look like you're angry that you're there.
Guys,
like,
okay, let's not come for Adam. He did not look angry. He actually looked extremely cute, but.
Yeah.
He looked angry.
Uh-oh. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and get into next season because we just wrapped one. So, Lindsay. You have some news for us about season 2?
Yeah.
Or season 2. Season 17.
There
we're waiting on 2.
So the news I wanted to talk about today is some things that are going to be going on for next season. I just wanted to give you guys some updates that all the judges are coming back. So we're going to have Kelly again, Blake, Adam, and of course John is coming back.
The winner!
Go John! He's wiser.
Okay,
he's going to be better.
I know.
He's really come out of his shell, so I'm excited that he has chosen to come back and that they all have decided to come back. You know, Carson's still the host. Things are going to be the way they still are. There's no set date yet for when next season is starting, so you guys should check it out online. And
hopefully we'll all be here again.
Yes.
Hopefully.
You guys got to subscribe and be our friends. And in the meantime, I mean, we'll see us at the end, but follow us on social media. But there's nothing too crazy of updates for next season, except they're all coming back, all the judges. So I figured you guys should know.
Absolutely. It's the last news update of the season.
I know.
All right. Well, speaking of finality, so our special segment for today's episode is not going to be where are they now, but how far they've come. Nima, can you explain to us what this is going to be?
Yes. So we have 4 finalists, guys, that finally made it to the end, and we're going to capitalize a little bit more about who they are and where they come from and what they've done. So first and foremost, I would like to start with the winner, Maylin. She is from Frisco, Texas, and we all know, or if we didn't know, that she actually lost 80% of her hearing as a child, which only left her to be able to hear out of her left ear. But even with that, after that moment, she actually decided to go to Broadway and be able to pursue music, which her parents went with her. I thought that was absolutely amazing. So after doing Broadway for about 6 years, she decided to start her own music, and it actually led her here to The Voice. And if we remember anything about her, like one of her highlights of being on The Voice is that she had a 4-chair turn on her song Field of Gold. Now we get it to Dexter.
She's come so far.
Oh my God. Like, we just knew from the beginning that she was just a star.
Yeah, all the hard work. And you can see that transition too from the beginning.
Yes.
From the beginning to the end, she
looks like a completely different person.
And they showed it in the episode. They kind of showed how far they've come this season. And she was shy kind of at the beginning.
Right.
And then at the end, she was like, I'm here. This is who I am.
She was present. Like, she looked like a star. Now we're talking about Mr. Dexter, 27-year-old Dexter. It was so funny because you guys were talking about him earlier. Dexter, guys, if you have forgot, let me remind you guys. He got a 4-chair turn, okay? 4-chair turn, singing the song Like a Cowboy. He actually, one of his best performances was 3 Doors Down.
I love that one.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, but of course, I love the fact that Dexter came from a very heartfelt story. If you guys remember that he had a sickness and basically he wasn't singing for like a year and a half. So him getting back on the show.
Bit by the tick, and he was on tour with American Idol before this.
Right.
It just shows like you don't give up. He was top three here.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, we remember, again, a 4-chair turn, guys. Amazing job. So, shout out to Dexter.
Go Dexter.
Guyth, Louisiana Guyth.
Yes.
I love it. So, just so you guys know, Guyth comes from a very interesting background of how he got started. When he was about 3 or 4 years old, his dad actually got him started into performing. He got him booked for a 3-hour show at a biker's bar in a local Louisiana bar, which is absolutely
when he was 3 or 4. I
cool.
wish
like,
we had a video of that.
Imagine, like, I mean, his parents.
I
want to
see him singing at 3 or 4.
So, like, Guyth has been a star ever since he was 3. If you guys didn't know, Guyth is married to a beautiful woman. And he also sang on a tour with Jake Owens a little bit before. He was like a hometown hero. He did that for about 3 years.
Nice.
Came back home and decided that he wanted to do The Voice. And one of his most talked about performances was God Bless the USA.
Oh, yeah. They talked about that because it wasn't his best performance. So when Kelly was saying that, the audience got really mad about it.
Yeah, and John,
yeah,
too.
That was the thing.
Yeah,
everybody was a little bit. But, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, you know, he gave a speech saying that he loves singing the song because it makes him feel very connected to. It makes him feel very, very connected to the men and women who have served their lives for our country. How sweet is that? I just love Geith. He's cute and he's patriotic. Last but not least, another Texas native, Andrew. He actually got his start in a band called the Souvenirs, which is actually his last name. They released their EP last year, 2018, called Bad Connection. And his most talked about performance was Simple Guy by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And actually how he got started was that he asked his dad to teach him how to play the guitar because he wanted to impress his crush. Andrew is such a sweet guy. I mean, but not to mention, you know, the ladies, I feel like we always give guys that confidence, right? I mean, and listen, like, she helped him get to here. Beautiful. To the voice. So
stranger out there.
We have four amazing, beautiful finalists. I mean, congratulations to all of you guys, even though, you know, we had one winner of the night. All of you guys were great winners, and that has been
the segment of
where are they now to how far they've come.
Ooh. That reminds me real quick as well that, I don't know if you caught this last night, but John Legend was saying how back in the day, he was on Star Search.
Yeah!
Beyonce was on Star Search. He didn't win or something, right? Something where he didn't get picked.
Well, okay, so yeah, I remember the story. Very, very exact. So basically, he was saying how he loved singing the song Unforgettable with Maylin because it actually, that was the actual song that he sung in the showcase for him to actually be chosen as a contestant on Star Search. He won singing the song Unforgettable, but he didn't win Star Search. So
yeah, and that just shows, though, it's so interesting. Obviously, I know Maylin's going to make it because she's so talented, but it just shows even if you don't make it, I mean, look, John Legend didn't win. I don't know who won that season of Star Search.
And then think about Full Circle. Like, he got a chance to sing it on, you know, The Voice, where he's the actual coach. He's singing it. Right.
And we learned that he's very, they really connect. I didn't know that. Like you said, they both participated in that, and they were both lived in New York, and they talked about how they both were struggling artists going to the local bars. Like John even said, he went to some of the same places that she used to sing at. So I think that's what made it even more meaningful. Like, not only was he mentioned she was the first pick, he said something about being first, like she was the first female artist or something he said about the first with her, and then now, like, knowing that they had this connection of struggling and, you know, coming to where they are now, it just, I don't know, it just made her winning and his first time having a contested win on his first season of The Voice so much more, memorable and, you know, meaningful.
Well, that's season 16. It was a memorable season. We had a lot of firsts. Yeah. And she even made it to the top 10 in iTunes. So this has been a season of firsts, guys. But with that being said, it's also our finale for this season as well.
We're so sad.
I know. Ladies, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Lindsay B. Hoffman across all platforms.
You can find me at Nema Sky on every social media platform, NEEMAASKYE.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at _TyraProve.
And I'm on Instagram at Princess Carol TV and Facebook at Princess Carol, Carol with two R's and two L's. Thanks, guys. See you next season.
Bye. Bye. We love you guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.